The X-Files made it to the big screen, and even on a few TV movies before getting a brand new limited season of 6 episodes in 2016, and then followed up with 10 episodes in 2018. Mitch Pileggi returned, as he corrected me, as Assistant FBI Director Skinner, and he sat down at a press roundtable at New York Comic Con in 2018. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. He kicked things off about coming back to the X-Files.
It was just like a year since we did the last 6. It just always feels like I'm coming back home. The scripts are always a surprise. They're always great. They're always like we used to describe them as getting Christmas presents. You know, it's like you open them up. It's like opening up a Christmas present, seeing what they had in store for your character, your storylines. But it's always fun to come back and play these characters and work with these, you know, these other actors and work with Chris and the other people that we work with on the show. So it's pretty awesome. It's a gift that keeps giving, man. 25 years later, here we are. I got no complaints. It's wonderful.
Awesome.
One thing I've always loved about Skinner is I felt he always, and his action showed it, that in a lot of ways he believed in Scully and Mulder and really looked out for them. And I thought that was... I thought that almost made it like a triad rather than just the two of them.
Well, he was, I think he's their support. He's their champion within the FBI. I think that they were looking for somebody to fill that role, and fortunately, I just happened to fall into it. So I feel blessed. Yeah.
More with Mitch Pileggi in just a moment. What about a Skinner spinoff?
Yeah, you know what? When they spun the lone gunman off, I went to Chris and I was going, "What the hell is going on? They're spinning them off. What about Skinner? Why don't they spin Skinner off?" And he goes, he looked at me and he goes, "What would it be about?" And I was like, "I have no idea. I mean, what would it be about?" So it was. I don't know. I don't know if that's anything that would. Unless it was Cigarette Smoking Man and Skinner like going at each other, you know, spinning the two of those characters off until they just beat each other to death or whatever. But there is a Skinner centric episode coming up. So I'm very excited about it. Written by Gabe Roder, who was one of Chris's longtime associates.
Is there anything he wanted to bring to Skinner?
No, you know what? I'm not a writer. I'm not a story guy. Too lazy. I tried writing, and it was painful. And somebody read what I wrote, and they were like, I thought all the dialogue that I written was brilliant, and it was like they go, yeah, okay, it's where's it going? And I was like, I have no idea. But so I don't. Unless there's something in the course of doing a scene, like just the other day I was shooting a scene with David, and there was a line in it that just didn't ring true for me with the character. So I said I just don't think I would say this line, and it was like, okay, and they're very good about that. So, well, I don't know if it's necessarily encouraged, but they definitely do listen to our point of view and our opinions in respect to that.
And what about playing the straight-laced Skinner?
Found myself the other day, because I've done other things where I played a character on Dallas that was like a rogue, and he was like he took joy in being a dick, you know, I found myself wanting to maybe bring a little bit of that to Skinner, just to open up, make him more dimensional or something like that, and I just couldn't do it.
Right.
It just didn't feel right to me.
Right.
So I canned it. I didn't do it. And I was like, but he is, yeah. And like I say, you find out why he is the way he is this season. You find out a lot about him.
How fandom has changed since the original 1990s series.
Well, they have a lot more access to us. As a matter of fact, I'm going to a fan-based benefit tonight at a comedy club here in town for No Kids Hungry, which is a charity that I like to focus on. And I have, you know, I have a really good relationship with these people. They come to, I do a lot of conventions, so I meet a lot of these people, and I become friends with a lot of them. You know, so now it's like it's a little worrisome in that now they know me, you know, and so when they watch me, when they watch Skinner, they're going, no, that's you know, it doesn't ring true. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little, and being active on social media, I worry about that too, because I'm just afraid that people are going to become too familiar with who I am, so that when they watch a role that I'm playing, it doesn't sit right. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I've talked to other actors about that, and they're going, yeah, that's true too, but then again, you know, you can do a lot of really cool things on social media as far as advancing charities and trying to help people out that need help.
The changes between Scully, Mulder, and Skinner in that 10-episode run.
You're going to see dynamics change between the three of them before that. Right off the bat. And that's all I'm going to say. Sorry.
What did it feel like to go from acting director to director? I mean, for years it was acting director.
No, assistant director. He's still assistant director.
Oh, assistant. Oh,
yeah, no. No, I think in the comics they made him I think he got some kind of promotion, deputy director, I think, or something that. But yeah, that's the comic books. Mm-hmm. And on the show, he's still an assistant director, and you know, you find out why he is this season.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Which I'm once again, I'm happy about.
More with Mitch Pileggi on Sci-Fi Talk in a moment. What roles attract you?
I just want it, you know, as long as, I mean, I know that actors say this a lot, but as long as the writing's good, as long as the story's good, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's actually true. I'm kind of cutting back on doing guest starring roles on TV because I've done them.
Mm-hmm.
I've done them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's just, I don't want to do them anymore. You know, I mean, if there's a great recurring role or a series regular, I will do series again. But I just don't want to do a bunch. And for a long time there, I was doing guest star after guest star after guest star. You know, and some of them were not good.
Right.
You know, I was fortunate enough to work on Criminal Minds and do an episode and play a character that I was very proud of. So if something like that were to materialize, then, you know, I would love to do that, but I didn't even know what that was going to be when I got it, because somebody had dropped out. The director called me up and asked me if I would take the role over, and it turned out to be one of the things that I'm the most proud of as far as acting in TV.
I think what I enjoyed last year was the episode where you kind of told the story of the X-Files from the monster's point of view. I thought that was one of the most... I'm surprised they hadn't done it before.
That's Darren Morgan.
Yeah, you know, that was fantastic.
That's Darren Morgan. That's what he does. You know, he does some really, really interesting stuff, and he's... And I'm finally... got into a Darren Morgan episode. I've been lobbying them for so long, both the Morgans, to put me in their episodes, and it's like the last six they weren't able to because they were trying. There was so much story they had to tell, and Skinner didn't fit into the story. But this time, I got to work with both of them. It was great.
Monster of the week versus mythology based.
I like them all. I like them all, yeah. I mean, the mythology are the ones that Skinner is usually part of, but I have to be honest, the episodes that are my favorites are episodes that I'm not in. And I don't know if that's a common thing with actors or not, but it's like, I get distracted by me being there and watching my performance or whatever, but I just like watching the show and not having to worry about that aspect of it. But I am a fan of the show. I think it's a great show, and I think it's the fact that we're doing it, still doing it almost 25 years later is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. And I feel blessed, and it's like the gift that keeps giving, you know, it really is.
He reflects on working on his time on Stargate SG-1.
Which was basically Skinner in a flight suit. He did have a spaceship. Right, my Captain Kirk cool. on. It was pretty cool. Fun, you know. I had a spaceship, you know, and it's fun sitting on the bridge, man, doing all that, you know, with the pyro and you know barking commands, and when you're in battles in space, you know, it's a trip. And it was a great cast to work with, you know. It was a lot of good actors to work with, and I really had a good time. Plus, it was in Vancouver, and. And it was a lot of fun.
What about working with Peter Berg again, as he did in Shocker?
I actually saw him. I went to David was doing one of his performances because he sings, you know, and at the Roxy in Hollywood. And my wife and I went to it, and I looked down and I saw Pete. Pete was down. He was. David had invited him. They're friends. And I saw him, and I said to my wife, I said, I gotta go say hi to Pete Berg. So I started walking towards him, and he turns and he looks at me, and as I'm walking towards him, and his eyes just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I stopped and I said, do you remember me? And he goes, Mitch. And he goes, I just had visions of terror. Horace Pinker was coming to kill me again. He said, that's all I saw when you were walking towards me. It was Horace Pinker. But and we exchanged numbers, and I would love to work with Pete again. You know, at the time when we were doing Shocker, it was one of his first things, I think. And at that time, man, he was like a hawk watching everything that Wes did. And he said to us one day, he came to work one day, and he goes, I'm going to be a big director one of these days. Oh. And I was like, you know, he called it. I'm very, very happy for him. I'm very proud of him.
Absolutely.
What's like all the different ways that people can access the X-Files now on the internet? What is that? I mean, that's so changed from 93, 94. It was
TV. Pretty primitive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the internet was pretty primitive back then. Some of those chat rooms, and it was like, this is, you think back about those things now. It's weird. I think it's definitely had. I think it's had an effect. I think it's definitely going to have an effect on our stories. I think that Chris wants. You know, he likes keeping the fans. You know, he likes listening to them and seeing what they have to say. And then you know, if it works with the show, you know. But he definitely does pay attention to what the fans are saying, and I think you're going to see a result of that this season. So it's pretty cool stuff this season. I mean, it's like I keep saying, it's like old school Mulder and Scully. It's like back to what they were doing when we were originally doing the show that made everybody love the show so much, you know, and built such a tremendous fandom that we have, that has stuck with us for so long. And the fact that we have new generations of fans, you know. I go to these conventions and I see, you know, kids 10 years old come up that have just watched every episode, you know, and it's like it's so gratifying to see that type of response. The parents, the grandparents that pass it down to the parents, is actually almost three generations, you know, and then those parents pass it down to their kids. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The X-Files are available on Apple TV, Google Play, or Vudu to buy. And of course, you can get it on DVD and Blu-ray. I believe you can look for it also online at one of the streaming services, so definitely do a search for that. Customizable podcast playlists, exclusive videos, special episodes, all this and more at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. You get 1,000 episodes and counting, uncut, and a special offer for free limited lifetime access, available now. Click on the link in the show notes, but there's no anonymous signups are allowed. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Tony Tolato. Until next time.